नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वसुदेवाय Today, 14th of October, Wednesday, 2015, in this holy dham of New Ramanveti, for the pleasure of all assembled devotees and virtually assembled devotees as well, and by the mercy of the divine graces of the Father, we'll continue reading from the Canto 10. Chapter 77, Lord Krishna slays Sharva, and we'll go start from shloka number 12 through 18. Yes? Okay. So let's chant together. Sharvascha Krishna Alokya Bhatapraya Bhaleshvara Praharat Krishna Sutaya Shaktim Dhimaravam Riddhi Shalvascha Krishnam Alokya Bhatapraya Baleshvara Maharat Krishna Sutaya Shaktim Dhimaravam Riddhi. Do we chant one by one or no? Or just everyone all together? So now we go through word by word. Yeah, please. Krishna, Shalva, Shalva, Cha, and Krishnam, Lord Krishna, Alokya, seeing, Bhata, destroyed, Praya, virtually, Bala, of an army. Ishvara, the master. Praharat, he cast. Krishna Sutaya, at Krishna's chariot driver. Shaktim, his spear. Bhima, frightening. Ravam, whose roaring sound. Mridhe, on the battlefield. Translation. When Shalva, the master of the Simitid army, saw Lord Krishna approaching, he hurled his spear at the Lord's charioteer. This spear roared frighteningly as it flew across the battlefield. That's 13. Tam apatan tim nabhasi maholkam ivaram hasa basayantim dishashauri shayakai shatadha china. Translation. Shalva's whirling spear lit up the whole sky like a mighty meteor. But Lord Shauri tore the great weapon into hundreds of pieces with his arrows. 14. Pamcha shodasha bhir vidva banai sabhamcha ke brahmat avidyachara sandodhai kamsurya eva rashmibhi. Lord Krishna then pierced Shalva with 16 arrows and struck the Sobha airship with a deluge of arrows as it darted above the sky. Firing his arrows, the Lord appeared like the sun flooding the heavens with its rays. Shalva Sureshtu Do Savyam Sashangam Shanga Dhamana Vibheda Nyapata Dhastach Changam Asitad Abhutam. Shalva then managed to strike Lord Krishna's left arm, which held his bow, Shranga. And amazingly, Shranga fell from his hand. 16. Haha karo mahan asid bhutanam tatra pashyatam ninajya sobharaduchair idam aha janardanam. Those who witnessed this all cried out in dismay. Then the master of Sobha roared loudly and addressed Lord Janardhan. Texts 17 and 18. Yat svayamudha naksakyur bhartur bharya hitekshatam ramata sasa bhamadhi svaya vyapadita sakha ham svajya nishitair banair aparajita maniham mayamya punaravritim yaditishter mamagrataha. Shalva said, "You fool! Because in our presence you kidnapped the bride of our friend Shishupal, your own cousin, and because you later murdered him in a sacred assembly while he was inattentive. Today, with my sharp arrows, I will send you to the land of no return. Thank you. Think yourself invincible. I will kill you now if you dare stand before me." Om Adhyam Nirandasya Gyanan Jana Shalakam Chakshuram Nilikam Vinatas Marishki Duradevam Shri Chaitanya Manodishkam Stapitam Yena Bhutari Ayam Rupa Padam Adhyam Vedati Svapadam Kutam Andeham Shri Guru Shri Chaitanyam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Kudrutam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Suhitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahajanam Shri Vish Pandipancha. Hare Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Adi Vrindavanishvare Vrishabana Sukadevi Namani Haripihi Pancha Kaukuparvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyahivacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya Namanamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. I want to thank you very much for the opportunity to visit Avacha, visit the Ramajati Dham, Holy Dham, and get your valuable association. Thank you very much. And by reading yesterday this chapter, I just thought that as soon as long as you are capable of something, you're famous, or you are talented, or you do something better, or you are somebody else than the average person. There's somebody who will claim you to be your enemy. You see, Shalva, you perform severe austerity. Severe austerity is just in order to finish the Yadu dynasty. So, well, most probably you remember what he was doing. For 1 year, he was just eating a poundful of dust daily. You've got a lot of dust here. I wouldn't suggest anyone to take such a vow. Because his motive was, something material. He was just badly envious of the dwarak of the Yadavas, and just to get rid of the Yadavas from the earth, he just took shelter of Lord Shiva in order he could achieve that goal. So, can you imagine people agree to eat just dust just to harm somebody else? Well, what a terrible person you have to be. Of course, Shalva is also history from his past lives and all that. But still, and he got what we would now say an airplane. That could be an air fighter, which later was bombing the Dwaraka. Dwaraka in order to give trouble to the person, to the Yadavas in Dwaraka living peacefully. But we see that from the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna discloses the mentality of asuras. That their main goal is to annihilate this world. And we can see some criminal persons, which are just, it's the part of their nature to do something bad for somebody, to harm, to make disorder, to mess around. But we see that Shalva was not an ordinary hooligan. He was really a serious demon, because now you can see. He speaks to what Krishna calling him Mudha. Wow. It's really bold. He's really calling for trouble. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter telling the science of Purushottama Yoga to Arjun, he says that the person who believes me, that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead, and has no doubts about that, he says, Asam Mudha. The one who doesn't doubt that I am Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, that person fully devotes himself in the devotional service for my pleasure. So, when reading that shloka, I thought for myself. I thought I never doubt that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as all assembled Vaishnavas. But can we claim that we are 100% fully devoted to Lord Krishna in a pure devotional service to Him? Can we? We would like to, but the reality, I guess, is a bit different. Well, we would like to be pure devotees and we strive for that, but reality is a bit different. So what does it mean? It's clear. We have doubts that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Little there are something, because it's like a contamination of the heart. This contamination, these anarchs, and this contamination of the heart doesn't let us feel so enthusiastic in devotional service and Krishna consciousness. We appreciate Krishna consciousness. We like it. Certain aspects and certain services. But still, the reason why we are not 100% surrendered to the spiritual master and to Lord Shri Krishna is that there are some doubts. Well, we see that Shalva calls Krishna Mudha. So usually when the person speaks something, when a person is in total tamogun, is in total ignorance, one funny thing is that whatever he speaks to others, it very nicely applies to himself. Yes, this is the nature of a tamogun. Everything is upside down in the life of such a person. He should worship Lord Shri Krishna, instead he just, you know, dealing so terribly with him. Instead of calling himself a fool, he's calling the personality of Godhead a fool. And he's challenging him. But on the other hand, as always it be, he says, I will send you to the land of no return. We know what's that land of no return. Yes. So Shalva, being totally spiritually unqualified, he is thinking he is granting liberation to Lord Krishna. The master of liberation, he claims Shalva, he can liberate Lord Krishna. Although, sure, his intention was to send Lord Krishna to hell, to Patala Loka, yes? To suffer badly. But you see, he's just himself going there straight. So the atheistic person, or the demon, being totally confused, he doesn't know what he's speaking. He doesn't know what he's speaking. Although he is a fool, he calls others fools. Although he is rapidly going towards the hellish planetary system, he thinks he can send Lord Krishna there. So it's terrible. It's terrible ignorance. So when we deal sometimes in the outer world with the people, it's very easy to recognize their true nature. When they speak something about somebody, we can really quickly, rapidly understand what he is meaning. Another thing, another thing very interesting, that he was able to seemingly disarm Lord Krishna by striking his left arm, with which he held a bow Shringa. A devotee may think, why is that? Why Lord Krishna left him to be fought over by some demon? But same thing, like Lord Sri Krishna leaving this world, he left this world at the reason, at the cause of being shot into his A couple months ago, I was visiting one ashram of brahmacharis, and they were helping to do some repair or construction work in the ashram. And I saw one brahmachari, he was walking like wounded, and his feet was bandaged. And I asked him, what happened? He said, I stepped on a nail. So I asked him, will you die? He said, no, come on. A few weeks and I'll be okay. But then I remembered that Lord Krishna died. When he got shot into the feet, he chose to leave the planet. Why? Because his goal was achieved. The planet was relieved from the military power, which Mother Bhumi was complaining to Lord Brahma initially. And he continued to the next universe, continued performing his pastimes. So, but devotees were very sad. Lord Krishna leaves the planet. And they could see that how he is leaving. But the asuras were so happy. Oh, at last somebody shot. Shalva calls this fool. At last. So we see that Lord Krishna, he pleases everyone. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam, although he comes to annihilate duskritinam. Duskritinas. But we see that even leaving this planet, seemingly he left some material body behind. Yes, he left. And then this body was burned. This story is being written in Arya version of Mahabharata, where Lord Krishna's body was burned, and one certain part, one piece of his body didn't burn. There was left some blue shining subject thing which they couldn't burn it. So devotees from Orissa, they picked up that particular thing. They went to Orissa, to Jagannath Puri, they carved the deity and they put it into the heart of the Jagannath deity. Yeah? It's in the Mahabharata or Arya version of Mahabharata. So we can see that Lord Krishna doesn't mind to please the asuras as well, who want to see him as an ordinary person. Yes? They want to see him as an ordinary person. Yeah. He got shot, he died, he left the body behind. So, there will be always in this material world who will be opposing Vaishnavas and devotees. There will be always. When we can see recently, I visited one wonderful temple in Siberia, in part of Russia, the city which is called Omsk. Yes? In Russia, there is a city by the name Omsk. Yeah? And, well, of course, Asuras who gave that name, they had no idea what they are doing. But there is a town, Omsk. And in Russia, it has, of course, in Russian language, it has a completely different meaning. It's called Отдельное место в ссылке. So all the criminals, all the some intelligentsia were sent to deep to the Siberia to get rid of them. So that's why in Russian language it's called a place where the people being sent. So in that temple there is a wonderful temple, nice beautiful temple in that city, and the Ra is called Radha Govinda Deities, the only temple in Russia where the Ra installed full-size Radha Govinda Deities. And our devotees serve Lord Shishi Radha Govinda so nicely. I just wonder how big is the Pujari department here in your temple? How many devotees have been engaged in the service of Radha Shyama Sundara? 70. Yeah? Okay. Alright. In Omsk, in that temple, Radha Govinda serving 200 devotees. 200 devotees are engaged in the service of Radha Govinda, including dress department, cooking department, pujari department. So when you come to visit the temple looks like a bee house. Devotees are like zooming all around, busy in the service of the Lord. Such a wonderful temple. So I'm very lucky, I'm very happy too. I celebrated the Radhashtami, Shishi Radhashtami. Festival devotees held in Iceland. And we had amazing Harinam, during the day of the city. This is a million population city, big city. And annually they are holding a marathon run. So it's part of a city's day celebration. Thousands and thousands, I don't know, maybe 10,000 people come to run the marathon, 42 kilometers. I don't know, something like 30 miles. It's a standard distance for marathon. And it's an international event. So many sportsmen come from all over the world, from Africa, Ethiopia. They usually win the marathon. And locals, so many. And devotees every year participate in that marathon. In which capacity? Harinam. They run along with a marathon in Harinam. Yes, same. And we participated in that marathon. I have a video, if someday, if you would like to see, I have a video on that. Our devotees just running a marathon. So not all people are competing. Most of the people just want to participate. They're not competing, they're running. So devotees also in the pace of slow running, they just do the Harinam. Of course, not all 30 miles. There are two distances. Full-size distance where the sportsmen run, and there is another distance of 5 kilometers, like 3 miles or something, 3.5 miles. So that short distance devotee took to run in the crowd with a Harinam. So maybe 50 devotees run in the crowd with a Harinam, and people around, they know us already for years and years and years. So devotees invented so many ways of all looking for taking advantage of different circumstances just to Haririnam, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalona, Stevana, 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 Kiranita. Just to perform the Haririnam Sankirtan. Yes. So So thank you very much. And maybe you have some questions if we have 1 minute or two still. Otherwise, I heard we will meet again on Saturday, isn't it? On Saturday. And we will leave. And we will continue with the story then on Saturday. Thank you very much. Okay.
Sripad Sanatan Goswami in Dasamiti Puni, what you narrated the first time, he gave a little more elaborate. I thought that was specified in the relatively disturbed how Krishna would leave this world as a like a mortal human being. Somebody comes and shot his soul on the feet and then he dies. He was leaning behind on the banyan tree. That's the Sukadev Goswami gives kind of a apparently. Sanatana Goswami Pad says that Narad Muni, he gives the more dramatic. He says he literally saw the three separate expansion of that pastime. And one was that Krishna actually entered Vrindavan back after killing Dantabhakta. He was the last demon killed by Krishna. And then he entered and then he created the atmosphere for the Brajavasis. Of course, they welcomed. It's a big, long story, but anyway. Then he invited the big airship, but they didn't notice that. And then Krishna all of a sudden came as atmosphere of Kali Yuga syndrome outside. Then they got all afraid and they said, oh, what are we doing here? So now we are going to go home. And then they literally left. And then Narad Muni, at the same time, he went to heaven. And he saw all the demigods on the antariksha, or the outer space. They were like kind of overwhelmed with emotion because Lord Shiva and his group. Then feeling separation from the Lord. And then Narad Muni entered into that airship and then he interviewed some of the coward boys and others. Say, hey, Mother Mangal, where are you now? Say, I met Krishna. What happened yesterday? I was with him. They didn't even notice anything different. They're always in spiritual world. But demigod angle, there was Krishna's lila in the material world. He's going to spiritual world. And then from Brajavasi's angle, separation took place, nothing. But from the materialistic or demoniac nature, Krishna did leave this world as dead. Yes. That's the sad part.
So the main point is, he's able, by one deed, he's able to satisfy everyone. Those who want him to leave, they saw, oh, here at last, well, good for us. They can assure us. The bridge buses, well, what happened? Nothing happened. We stay with Krishna. A demigod school, a madhyams, they see the difference. Thank you very much. Thank you. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaura Premanande, Arivo.